I hope you're having a great Arizona Saturday morning. You're listening and tuned in to Rosie on the House. Mike from Gilbert had just found the show a couple months ago. We've been on air 29 years. Today we're celebrating another anniversary. Jennifer and I married today, 39 years.
Happy anniversary.
So I started the show on a double dog dare 10 years after we were married. What were you thinking letting me do this?
I don't remember having a lot of choice in things, but
I do.
Once you made up your mind, you were.
I do remember that when I had the idea to do a radio show by a carpenter was given to me by a couple carpenter friends, remodelers that I know in Atlanta, the Bob and Rob Show. And I was in Atlanta for the National Builders Conference, and they challenged me. They said, "Rosie, you could do a radio show. You're a good gabber. I said, why don't you come down to the program tomorrow morning with us and just sit in and watch it?" And so I went in there. I thought, you know, I think I could do this.
So just had to convince KTAR you could do this.
I knocked on KTAR's door, and they said, "We think you ought to go get on another station for a little while, and if we like what we hear, we'll give you a call." And about a year later, they called, and I've been here ever since. And we've expanded to get coverage in Green Valley, in Tucson, Sedona, Prescott, and Flagstaff. So we're pretty well covering the state for the sole purpose of protecting you, the Arizona homeowner, from doing something stupid around your house, home, castle, or cabin.
It's been a fun gig for us, and we get to meet so many people all across the state, tie that in with a staycation, get to see the whole state. We love our homeowners.
I've enjoyed it. So we're here every Saturday morning in the 9 o'clock hour. We're here specifically to answer any question you have about a project you've got going on. And we get that question by you dialing in the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Now, we have an email box that gets jammed all week long when we're not on the air. One of the questions was from a homeowner getting a new home built. And they were considering an option. Rosie, they want to charge us to go to upgrade the attic insulation from an R30 to an R38. And this is in the Maricopa County area. So it's in below the rim. It's on the Arizona desert floor. And I would tell you, depending on what they're charging you, they ought to be able to do that for well under 10 cents a square foot to upgrade it from an R30 to a 38. And R38, in my mind, is just about ideal. But on that topic of insulation, you can over-insulate. Don't let anyone convince you homeowners out there that you need more than an R38 if you live in Arizona below 4,500 feet, okay? Any more than an R38 is just a simple waste of money.
Well, his question said they had asked if he wanted to upgrade from a 30 to a 38. So is 30 not enough?
30 is okay.
Is that okay?
30 is okay. 38 is better. It's just about perfect and ideal. And the critical thing about insulation, and I want y'all to listen to me real close here, it's not so much how much you have. It's how it's installed. We've learned some things about the building sciences in the last 20 years. Believe it or not, in the 60s and 70s, every building contractor in Arizona was installing insulation backwards. You want the insulation pressed up against, and I'm talking about the fiberglass bats, up against the interior wall surface. Many, many times we would put the outside sheathing on, and then we'd let the insulators come in, and we would be very, very careful to take those little paper tabs and unfold them and staple them onto the 2x4, and we were always really critical of each other as to whether that paper was torn or not. Well, you know, all we were really installing in that position was an air filter. The insulation needs to be against the interior wall surface that you're trying to stabilize. And we did it backwards for years. Now, I'm a big fan of blown-in insulation and walls and the attic. Here's something you need to hear. If that insulation anywheres has a deficiency or a defect in its installation of just 5%. So if I'm insulating 100 square feet of an attic and just 5 feet of it get disturbed because an electrician needed to go up there and drop in one extra light, or Uncle Henry went up there to install sound around system for you in the living room, a 5% disturbance of the insulation decreases its efficiency by 50%. A 5% fault or deficiency results in a 50% reduction in effectiveness. So properly installing insulation is as important as how much. And you're going to start seeing a bunch of ads. We've almost run all of them out of town. And I'm very proud to have done that. You're going to hear them. You're going to see them at the home shows. They're going to try and convince you that you need an R60 insulation in your desert home attic, and you don't. Then they're going to try and convince you that you need radiant barrier stapled up into your attic, and you don't. And they're going to try and convince you to put power ventilator turbines to increase the ventilation in your attic. And I'm going to tell you, never do that. They charge you up to $2 a square foot for a 3,000 square foot home or 2,000 square foot home. They're going to charge you $4,000 to $6,000 to give you insulation you don't need, mount exhaust turbines on the roof you should never install, and put in radiant barrier that does absolutely nothing unless you have no insulation. So when you hear the ads for ventilating attics, adding insulation to attics, and installing radiant barriers in attics, just let my little voice come ringing loudly through your conscience like Jiminy Cricket's voice. No, no, and never. Let's see if we can get to Bill on the phone. We do have an open line if you'd like to ring us. I'll get off my soapbox and step away from the sermon pulpit there for a little bit on insulation to see what Bill's up to. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rosie. Here, let me get off the speakerphone here.
Okay, good.
Hey, a quick question. I'm up here in Flagstaff, but this is down in Cochise County. A buddy's got a place that he, we'll call it the dump.
Okay, all right, okay.
He's working on it. Okay, now what he did is got brand new roof trusses, sheeting, shingles, the whole ball of wax, and they kind of put it on top of toothpicks. So my job is to step in and redo the load-bearing walls, which were kind of 2x4. Now, it's about a 2-foot slump block base all the way around a concrete slab.
Okay.
Here's my question, Rosie.
Okay, all right.
Okay, the place isn't quite square. They got, you know, the roof trusses were made by a company. You know, they're code legal and all
okay,
that.
Okay.
But the situation is, I like to be centered on block on, you know what I mean, for a load bearing application. So
you've got a masonry wall around the perimeter of the house that's 2 or 3 feet tall, and you frame up from there. So you're anchoring the base plate onto this masonry wainscot wall. Okay, I get the picture.
Okay, now here's the situation. Here's what happened.
Okay,
these guys. Okay, they're kind of off a little bit, and on the side, the one load bearing side that I'm going to work on, about a 28-foot section.
Okay,
the original guy had 2x4s on the inside of the block. Okay, it's a 4x8x16 slump block, like the old stuff.
Okay,
so,
good.
All right, here's the deal.
Okay,
the rafter. Now the roof truss where it comes down. On the side I'm going to do is short. So I just wanted to know if it's a code legal, maybe you don't know off the top of your head, I need to cut a bird's mouth notch about an inch, inch and a quarter past the flat spot of the flat rafter, you know, into the pitch rafter. I was wondering if that's...
Well, I think you're going to be okay if it's an inch or inch and a half. You don't want the bearing point of that truss to be resting on a bird mouth cut top cord 2x4. That's for sure.
It'll be, you know, the 5.5-inch 2x6.
Yeah.
It'll have a solid 4 inches of the 2x6 on the flat spot.
You're gonna be okay. If you're just going to inch and a half to cut that to get it to sit flat,
sure,
you're gonna have enough bearing left. You'll be fine, Bill.
Right. Well, I'm just curious because on the other side, you know, about maybe half of the building, it kind of goes on an angle, and then you get to the end, they're over with the roof truss about 1.5 inches on the flat spot. So, they just didn't realize the place wasn't quite square, and they ordered the trusses, like, all the same size, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was just curious about that, Rosie.
That bird's mouth on 1.5 inches, you'll be fine.
And listen to your show, oh, boy, I might even go back to beginning. But anyway. I'm curious about that. Maybe be a little helpful information for anybody out there that's got a similar dilemma. Possibly.
Now, are you in Flag as a year-round resident, or are you up there
I'm probably going to move up here in a month or two. Got a little job up here, so I'm going to be back down there in Cochise here in a couple of weeks and finish up the project for the buddy. But
very good.
Yeah,
Bill.
I'm old fart carpentry. I'm slow, sloppy, and expensive. You know?
Okay. All right. Well, that's the best kind of friend should hire. So we appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening up in Flagstaff. You can catch us up there on CAF Radio, Sedona Chasm Radio, Prescott KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, and down in Cochise County, you can get us on KNST. So wherever you're traveling, doing your slow, expensive carpentry, you can tune in to Rosie on the House. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, I think I have this figured out.
Okay, what is it, babe?
If you are a reader of our newsletter, you saw in the newsletter that there is something that's going to happen when you hear the term Gura Rocks. If you text that answer to 411-923 and you're the first one with the right answer, what's going to happen? It gives you an opportunity to do something. What is it?
Do you want me to tell them what it is?
No.
No.
They got to earn it.
They got to earn it. Okay, but that's...
Gura Rocks get you something. What is it?
Okay.
411-923.
But you have to be a reader of our newsletter. Now, you get that by just going to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and hit subscribe. Now, that newsletter will come to your email box every Thursday, and it will include what we're covering on the show that coming Saturday, as well as tips and advice on things you can't get anywhere else, okay? So it's the newsletter. Go to your email box if you haven't opened it. Grab it and tell us what you're going to win when you know the keyword Gura Rocks. And Gura is our admin, chief of operations.
And she does rock.
And she does rock.